Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Frank.
There you are. You're on the line that I need you to be on. Denise, at this moment, as we go into January, people are finding the purses short of cash. But what can you do when it comes to the actual paying of the mortgage?
Well, Frank, at this time of year, a lot of people are probably finding themselves a bit overstretched with a lot of competing demands on limited finances. Naturally, what they tend to do is, you know, pay the people who call the loudest. And sometimes what happens is the money is just not there at the end of the month then to pay the mortgage. Ideally, we would like people to contact us as soon as they have anxieties about their mortgage, really to discuss what their options are to maybe restructure their finances and, you know, reassess what needs to be paid as a priority in order to prevent things reaching a crisis stage with their mortgage. Traditionally, people approach us when perhaps already legal action has started in respect of mortgage arrears, and that's a very, very stressful process for people to have to go through. Ideally, we would like people to be able to contact us much earlier so that we can go through their situation with them and just, you know, advise them really what steps to take to try and prevent reaching that crisis. We have a lot of experience of dealing with mortgage lenders, so we're quite aware of what the options that are open to people. And, you know, the old adage that a problem shared is a problem halved, and sometimes speaking to somebody who's totally impartial can really help you identify the options open to you and, you know, make the choice that is best for managing your mortgage.
Do most people pay their mortgage by direct debit?
They do indeed.
So therefore, how do they stop paying? They just run out of money in the bank and the bank stops paying, or do they just stop the direct debit?
Well, if the money isn't in the account at the end of the month, the direct debit will fail, and then the mortgage holder will actually incur a fee for the failed direct debit and a late payment fee. So if that happens more than once, things can quite quickly escalate. And, you know, as little as 3 months arrears can, you know, start off an action with the bank. In general, the banks do try to work with people, try and identify what the problem is, but sometimes people feel pressurised by that, and the advice we offer is independent and impartial, so sometimes people find it easier to talk through their situations with us. We also find that a lot of people who are maybe struggling perhaps have other issues going on in the background as well. They maybe are struggling with reduced hours at work, or perhaps if it's a couple, one has lost employment and the other, they're trying to manage maybe on one income. And the most difficult cases are maybe where they're actually struggling with matters of ill health or relationship breakdown as well. So it definitely is a good thing to, you know, talk to somebody who is totally impartial and who can look at things and talk you through all the options that are open to you. It's definitely much easier to find a solution before arrears escalate and before things get too out of control.
Yeah, it's very easy for me to suggest that it's all down to Christmas recklessness. There's a lot more to it than that.
It's really not. It's not a situation where we would have clients ringing us in January saying, oh, I've overspent in December and that's caused me to have arrears. In general, we find there's something bigger going on in the background, and it usually is a matter of, you know, reduced income in some way, or whether that be down to ill health, relationship breakdown or a loss of employment. And any of those things on their own are difficult enough to cope with. But then having the added financial pressure as well, it can lead to a very stressful situation. And the worst thing that anybody can do is ignore that and bury their head in the sand.
Absolutely. So it's free advice, isn't it?
It is indeed. We have a free phone number, and people can call us on 0300 32 30 310. We also have a very comprehensive website, so if people feel that they want to go on there and have a look, there's a lot of information that they may find helpful, and that is at www.housingadviceni.org. A lot of the time, you know, power really is knowledge, and if you know what you're facing into, it's a lot less intimidating than, you know, the fear of the unknown.
Okay, well, Denise, the invitation has been clearly issued, as I often say. It's 0300 323 0310, or visit the website www.housingadviceni.org. I'm sure there are people listening who are in a gloomy situation at the moment, but there is some hope, and that is free advice there. Thanks for highlighting it, Denise. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
That's the Housing Rights Advisor, Denise Callaghan.